Let's come closer, inshallah, for a few minutes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, we show thankfulness that you know, we were allowed to be given tawfiq to pray salah with jama'ah. And after that, also to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask ourselves that, what is this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ultimately, is to bring the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at each and every moment. And one becomes aware that whatever I'm doing, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah is watching me. And it makes a person go towards good deeds, and it prevents a person from doing evil deeds. And this is iman. This is a sign of a person's iman. And iman is something which fluctuates. It goes up, it goes down. You know, in the hadith it comes, the mafhum of which is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that iman is like a cloth, and it becomes worn out and tarted. So that's why we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew our iman constantly. So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew our iman, because iman fluctuates. And we ask ourselves, what is the state of our iman today? What is the thermometer for our iman? You know, just like heat, something we cannot see, yet we can sense, we become affected by it. We can measure it through a thermometer, either putting it in one's mouth or under one's armpits. We can see what the temperature of one's body is. Or, for example, the heart beats. We can't see our heart beating, but we can feel it, and we can feel the effects of it. And we can measure it through scans, a machine. We can become aware of how much our heart is beating. And just like this, iman is something we are all affected by. It affects the decisions we make during our lives. You know, for example, when the muezzin calls out the adhan, do we leave our work and come to the masjid straight away? Are we honest in our business transactions? You know, and when we are sins, the iman affects all these things. So how does one gauge through the quality of his iman, the strength of his iman? You know, we see in our lives, where do we put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What position do we put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, just like the examples that were just mentioned, do we leave the sin in privacy? Do we go to the masjid when the muadhin calls out the adhan? And it'll be honest when we can lie. You know, this tells an individual the strength of his iman, and it gauges and tells him the position he holds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. And this constant fikr to renew one's iman, and the constant fikr behind one's iman, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in had. And we can see in the story of Hamza radiallahu anhu, of when he says that, you know, when he is in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he feels as though his iman is very strong. However, when he went home and he spent time with his family, he joked with his family and he engaged with them. And then his iman, he felt as if it went lower. And he said that Hanzal has turned into a munafiq. Now, just from this small change, he said Hanzal has turned into a munafiq. And this is a clear proof that they had constant fikr over the state of their iman. And the story continues where he goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meets Abu Bakr radiallahu on the way, and they meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But from this we learn the constant fikr they had within their hearts of how the iman was. You know, and we should ask ourselves, do we have the same fikr that they had? Do we have the fikr in our hearts that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in had over their own iman? And this is for this reason jama'ats come out. For the reason that firstly, how can we can correct our own beliefs and actions, and also make some sort of struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and encourage others also to correct their beliefs and actions. So we can all be ones to come to the masjid. We can all be ones to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if we're just doing dhikr of the kalima la ilaha illallah, you know, what does this really mean? You know, there's la ilaha illallah, there's none worthy of worship. Meaning that it is not our job that provides this. It is not that we provide our families. It is not the water that quenches. It is not the fire that burns. It is not food that will satiate us. However, illallah, it's only Allah that does. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will quench our thirst. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will relieve us of our hunger. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which makes the fire burn. And we can see this in in the stories of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, for example, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was thrown into the fire, fire has a quality to burn. However, the fire became cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam. He had tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he understood this kalima. We ask ourselves, do we understand this today? And this is why jama'ats come out to spread the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more. We have the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's our responsibility to carry on this effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and renew our iman. And also, along with that, encourage others to do the same also. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they understood this. They went to all four corners of the world to spread deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call others to iman and Allah and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the clear proof is the amount of graves they have within the vicinity of Hijaz, within the Mecca Medina area, and how many of the graves are spread around the entire globe. Very few of them in comparison to, very few of them are buried inside Mecca Medina in comparison to all around the world. We have the graves of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in in Jordan, you know, and different parts of the world. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they went to these areas because they knew that no one else is going to come out, is no one else is there to take on this effort. And now it is their responsibility. No other prophet will come. It is their responsibility and their duty now to spread this message to everyone. Now, alhamdulillah, due to the efforts of those who came before us, we are ones who have come to the masjid. And because of their efforts, we have some sort of concern for our own iman. But now we should look at ourselves and say that today I am one to come to the masjid. Today I am one who has some control over himself and stays away from wrong and does good. But what about the generation after us? Who will go to them? And who will come to all those who are not in the masjid today? So inshallah, Jama'ah is in the locality, and we humbly request the local brothers to assist the Jama'ah in meeting the local brothers, even if it may be one brother on the way back home. And inshallah, the programs taking place throughout the day, we ask them to join us in the programs. And inshallah, if we assist one another, then inshallah, hidayah will spread.